Okay, second try. I sent around a preparation for the conference call today, and I had some feedback with reference to it. And if those of you who are not, who are dialed in right now, do not oppose, I would appreciate if we could just well, make our way through the preparation. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. So the first point I would try to make is I found, to my point of view, I think that we more or less a bit came aside of the original charter, and I would propose that we readopt the original charter, and I gave some examples where I think that the charter isn't met by the actual work plan. Is there an agreement to this point, or is somebody else feeling that we should stick to the adoption of the charter that has been given in the work plan in its current form?
Jörg?
Yeah.
May I ask you a question for clarification?
Yeah, sure.
Just to be clear, are you referencing to the charter of as adopted by the CCNSO Council at the Seoul meeting?
Yes.
And
because when you take a look into the charter, you see that the charter has been copied into the actual working plan, but it has not been copied one-to-one, but it has been amended. And what I'm suggesting is that we go back to the original charter and do not amend it.
No, but if you want to do that, that has to go back to the CCNSO Council for adoption. The charter was changed at the suggestion and after discussing with Norm at the time to reflect, say, the next steps as well.
Yeah, but I'm saying just the opposite. What I'm saying is I want to stick to the charter that has been approved by the Council in its version 2.0. And what I'm saying is that our current work plan in its version 2.1 doesn't reflect the charter.
No, that's right. And you could go two ways. Either ask the Council to adopt the charter again, back to the original charter, or, and this is under the control of the working group, is look at the work plan whether or not it fits within the new charter.
Right. Okay. So, and that exactly is what I wanted to discuss within this conference. Do we feel happy with the adoption of the charter that has been given in the work plan in its version 2.1? Or are we not feeling confident or are not feeling good with this version? And, yeah, that would be the question for me. Because if you, for example, took the ultimate bullet point in the work plan, that doesn't sound to me like this is really going to be something the incident response working group should be doing.
Could you be specific? I think you referenced it as taking scope and bullet 8 does this with... So you say the work plan is, as it currently stands, is too limited. Or limited in relation to the charter.
Not really, because my criticism is a little bit more fundamental. To make my argumentation even a little bit broader, I think that the working plan in its current version isn't really a working plan. I don't feel that the working plan really is operational. If we would have to follow this working plan, I just wouldn't know what we would have to do. And according to this, I try to be or to become more specific with the work plan. And as to this, I figure out what might be blurring or blowing up the work plan in its given form. And to my point of view, there are different things that have to be clarified upon. And one was that I feel that the current working plan doesn't reflect the charter anymore. And to be specific about that, for example, provide a reporting point for receipt of incidents and threat reports. That was the very first point that, for example, is given on page 2, second objective, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking of that we are preparing a contact repository. What is said here is that it's not just a contact repository, but it's a receiving point for reports as well. So this is going to be an addition to just the contact repository. And the question would be how the contact repository is supposed to be built to store those reports. And after we do have those reports, what are we going to do with those reports? And who is doing what with this report? So that is just some of the question I want to raise. And I would conclude that we should stick, that we should go back to the original intent of the incident response working group, which to my understanding right now is to build up simply and plain a contact repository. And what is reflected by the work plan in its current version is much more.
Okay, it's Katrina from .lv. I absolutely agree with York. The current work plan much broader than the original charter. The question is, of course, what do we want to achieve at the end? So, if we answer this question, then we can choose one of the options Bart suggested. So either we go back to the current charter and just readjust work plan, or we stick with the work plan, okay, develop it further, and then probably suggest some changes in the charter. But probably we could just go back to another suggestion from Wim, and as far as I understand, Yuri accepted it. So probably Yuri could tell us more about the plans with DNS cert. So we can, from that, we can conclude which way should we proceed.
Yeah, I think that this is a good suggestion, because some of the points that are addressed in the current work plan for the working group, I think they might be very well and very good. Addressed from something or somebody that is called DNS cert. So probably just Yuri could give us a small or short expression or explanation what DNS cert concept is really about.
Sure, Jörg. So DNS cert is right now it's a process of developing the concept. And it's not started the operation yet, but the whole business case and the concept is going to be public next month. The end of middle of this month. So in a couple of weeks. It's going to be publicly available, so you can take a look at the business case and see the details. But briefly, this is really about the initiative to leverage the existing response capacity. And there is regions and especially resource-constrained area of operators who is not who does not currently access to those resources. The resources means there are existing operational response capacity, which is you probably know, like DNS ops or trust ops or FIRST or all these network operators group and security mailing lists. But these are really a closed handshake society where there are key resources developing a remediation. But for those operators who are running in a very resource-constrained environment, for them it's very difficult to access to those. I did some capacity analysis and find out these mailing lists and forums are not really providing the resources to especially like ASEAN or Southeast Asia or African region, and they are need and demand from those regional operators to access to those. So really DNS Cert is to leverage the resource and provide that mediation or resource, technical resource to those resource-constrained operators and help them and support them to respond instant or responding to the threat against DNS. Now, communities' voice really demanding DNS search to be function as a switchboard. So when the response community or anybody try to reach to those DNS operators, TLD operators, they want to use DNS Cert as a switchboard. So it is actually going to, I think from my view, I think it's going to be very work very well collaborating with this working group effort of putting the repository database of the incident handling point of contact for ECC TLDs. Once this working group finish this repository or develop the repository, I think DNS Cert can use that repository and function as a switchboard for the TLD community. And you know, maybe filter or maybe you know send out the incident report or threat analysis, threat information, watch and warning, situation awareness, these type of information push to that contact point using the repository you're going to this working group is going to develop. Really, the decision of responding to a received or reported information is up to, depending on the CCTLDs, depending on the operator, I think. DNS Cert does not have any authority to push or, DNS Cert itself does not have any authority to push the response. So as a switchboard, it's pushing the information, and then it's really the operators to make a decision of how to respond or react on the information. So that's right now the DNS Cert concept, and my view of how this working group and DNS Cert can collaborate.
Okay, so as I understand it, this would be in line with what I've been mentioning before. For example, if you take objective bullet point 2, there the original working plan says that the response working group should contact actual response to incidents, and I just don't see that. What I do see is that there might be another organization, for example, DNS Cert, who is doing so, but and based on a repository we've been building But that's about the issue that is needed to be addressed by the working group, a contact repository, as a baseline function for DNS cert, for example. Any comments on that? Are you still out there?
Yeah, I'm here. Otmel here. Comment from me. I think we have to be careful not to mix up operational projects with simple document stores or something where no people have to be actually be there all the time to fulfill a role. So, goals of DNS cert could be something which has manpower, which has staff, which can react to incidents. But I don't think all working group here have the option to have a dedicated staff to perform functions. So I would like to restrict our working plan to something, build something which is just a document store or whatever, which doesn't need full-time employees to be operated on a continuous basis.
Do you think of it as just being a contact repository or being more? And I heard something more, and that is a repository store, a report store. And I see it even more limited. It's probably not even supposed to be a report store, but a contact store.
In my opinion, we have to be really careful not to run into feature creep here. Keep the working plan as simple and small as possible, fulfill it, and then think about expanding it. But first of all, a very simple and limited role for the working group. In my opinion, build a nice contact database, know who to contact, and maybe guidelines for the ICANN staff to how to forward to whom, on which basis, but nothing more in the initial work plan.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Jörg,
yes.
This is Bart. If the others as well, if you feel that is the scope of activities of this working group, why not put it in the work plan and discard the current work plan and say this is what the working group will deliver now, and go back to the council either at the Nairobi meeting or afterwards and say, look, we feel uncomfortable, or if you want us, we will continue, but this is what we think we can do up till now.
Yeah, I just want to make clear, or just want to be certain that everybody's working on the same goal.
Yeah.
And for me, it's the limited scope of the working group is quite clear, and that's why I try to formulate an operational working plan saying what we need to do is we should define what is an incident, we should define use cases, like what are we going to do with this contact repository, and that will be the first points to be clear upon. And this would make up some of the deliveries we can even present, and let's then see what the community thinks about the work we have been doing.
Yeah. So, in that sense, I would say that's all within in scope of the charter, and this is then you have a sense if you're on the right path, and say so. Leave the work plan, say the current work plan as is, and based on say your sense and the working group's sense of what needs to be done, write it up and start working on it.
Okay. So to me, the very first point to be clear upon should be that we define what an incident in the sense of the working group should be.
Yeah.
So, well, I try to give a definition. Probably we can talk about the definition. Is everybody feeling okay with this definition, or is something dramatically wrong, missing?
Jörg, I think the definition of the incident is really, of course, depends on the operators. So we could probably, you know, define like a very general, like the incident against the systemic threat against DNS, or some general term, I think, which is in the work plan. Current version of the work plan, but do you think we need to define more, detailed definition of the incident?
I personally don't feel that I would need more detail than I try to give with my draft definition, and. Actually, this is more or less taken literally from what has been sending around as a mind map. So when you take a look at these threats to DNS, then this mind map says we do have denial of service, we do have privacy issues, and we do have data corruption. And I just try to formulate this even more, a little bit more abstract, and saying, the definition for me would be, the availability of DNS.
Mm-hmm.
This is on a systematic or large scale. And for sure, the issues concerning data integrity or privacy. So this is more or less just a very, very first abstraction level from the mind map that has been sent around. And what I think there is to be stated in addition, for example, whether or not we want to take a look at registration systems as well. Because to my point of view, registration systems of ccTLDs may be on attack as well, and even on a systematic and large-scale level, because a whole bunch of us are using EPP as a protocol.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody has an exploit for EPP, the whole of us using EPP might be targeted. So this can
Absolutely.
Very well be a systematic and probably even large-scale attack. So that's why I see that we should amend the definition that was actually given, not only to take a look at DNS, but to focus on registration systems as well.
I agree.
Okay.
I think that's good.
Two comments on the definition. Yes, I think the registration systems are very worthwhile addition here, because if you look over the last 2 years regarding incidents of the main hijacking and whatever, quite often the culprit was the registration system or the registrar or some way in the process of getting the domain into the registry. So
okay.
Yes, please leave them in here. Second point, the whole working group kind of was inspired by the Configer incident. And as I read your definition, Configer wouldn't fall into it. Is this
yes.
by design or is this an accident?
No, it's it's not an accident, because and that was the second point of the preparation where which I would like to talk about is when we are speaking of malicious intent to DNS, and that was what was in the charter, is something like Configure or something like Spam really related to the stability and security of DNS. And I'm just not sure whether or not this is the case. I personally do think it's not. And in addition, I'm really a bit concerned about where we are going to end up if we are touching the discussion of content, of taking down domains. Is this really something the incident response working group should be discussing? I personally do not think that, and that's why I'm posing this question or the focus on especially that point. Because as to the charter, I do think that we should focus on resiliency and stability and security of DNS, and that does not include content, to my point of view. But that's the discussion.
Maybe there's something to note, say, if the working group agrees on the definition as you provided, then the next step would be, okay, so this, say, as an impact, this would mean that, for instance, Configure would be outside because that is dealing with content, and then note this and feed this back to the community, and then you have the possibility to whether or not and have a debate about it with the CCTLD community.
Yeah, sure. That's why we are currently discussing it, right?
Yeah. No, but this is within the working group. But say if the working group feel comfortable, I think I didn't, because my background is I'm not technical inclined, not at all. So I didn't read that into it. And I think if you would provide feedback to the CEC community in Nairobi, you say this is what we think are incidents, is they should be aware that issues like Configure are not included.
See, but Bart, one important point that I do want to point out is this is just my personal point of view, and I just want to share this personal point of view with those folks who are currently dialed in. This is not that I'm fighting for what I've been proposing. It's really a proposal, and I want to discuss it. And if we, as a substantial part of the working group, feel that this is right, then the next step would be to forward it to the council or to present it to an even larger audience at the Nairobi meeting. So basically, I think we are just on the way to clear our minds, and that would be the first step. Make sure that the incident response working group has a clear vision of what is in scope. And I'm not fighting for my life for this.
No, that's very clear. No, that's why I didn't say it. Maybe I'm two steps ahead, because my sense is that most of the people here on the call agree with you.
I don't know. I don't hear anybody. That's my problem.
Okay. My feedback here is the following. In your document, you asked the question in point one, sub-point two, is spam filtering a focus or is unlawful content a focus? In my opinion, in both cases, the answer is no.
Okay. Appreciate
that. regarding the overall definition, at some point in the last half year, we had something like misuses of the DNS system which may have an impact on the overall stability of the Internet. And maybe we need some kind of catch-all in that respect.
Yeah, I think we were thinking of configer. True.
Yeah. For example,
but could we think of even more?
We don't know. I mean, we didn't know about the config incident a year ago, or well, it was more than a year ago. We didn't know that that kind of thing will happen, and we don't know what will kind of happen half a year or a year in the future. So maybe there is something where DNS is instrumental to some large-scale attacks and whatever. And are we then there in a position to say, well, we don't care, or is it better to say, well, you can use our communication network to at least alert the country registries that this is happening.
Mm-hmm. So if you, on both points, say, no, this is not on our focus, and if you relate those two points to the draft definition of what is considered to be an incident right now, do you feel that both of them are first in line, and secondly, that especially the draft suggestion of the definition is open enough to reflect what might come up similar to configure?
What's missing here is something in the definition. I would like to have something in there that something which threatens the stability of the overall internet.
Okay.
Whether DNS is involved is in focus.
Okay.
Because a simple spam sender is not threatening the stability of the overall internet. Illegal file sharing or child porn isn't threatening the stability of the internet. Configure,
right.
Well, you could argue that.
Okay. So I took a note on that, and probably you could propose how to change the definition, or I can give a proposal just as we like. See, I would like to get somebody else work instead.
Yeah, I know.
Only me. Even though that is not really work, but this is supposed to be a community effort and not just one guy making silly or not so silly suggestion. Okay, so we would amend the definition. Anybody else who wants to comment on the draft definition of what is considered to be an incident?
Hi, it's Wim here. The only question that I had when reading your draft definition is what you mean with large scale, and from what moment you speak from a normal attack, and from what or a attack as such, and from which moment you would talk about the large scale that is well, making that something becomes an incident.
And maybe Katrina, maybe to add to what Wim was saying, attack. If we concentrate only on attack, does it mean that it's existing attack, or we also would like to include the potential attack? Like in the case of configure, probably it's possible that those domain names will be used for attack, but they are not used at the moment.
Okay, so. Or even for the preparation of an attack?
Oh, preparation or potential, or like Kaminsky vulnerability, it was also, it was not used for attack yet, but still
right.
We had to warn community about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understood.
This is Luis from Costa Rica. I think that if we define or limit the definition of incident, we will find in the future some kind of incident that doesn't fit on that definition, then maybe we cannot try to track or solve it or something like that. Then I think the definition should be something very general, very open, and maybe during the operation of this incident response system or something like that, analyze case by case that what is the definition or what is an incident or not. Maybe provide some guidelines on something like that, but I think the definition should be open.
Okay. Do you feel that it's not open enough in its current state?
Yes, because if you mention a systematic large-scale attack, but if the incident starts like a small scale, by example, but after that turn to large scale, then that incident cannot be attended in the beginning, something like that.
Sorry, could you repeat that? I just didn't get the point in that.
Okay. In the definition, there's some concepts like large scale attack on or the availability of DNS or registration systems. Then, if one incident comes and don't fit on that definition, maybe it's out of this
okay.
Procedure. Then I suggest something like create some guidelines to evaluate the incident, but not limit to some characteristics of that incident. This is my proposal.
Okay. So some kind of guidelines for interpretation?
Sorry?
Some kind of guidelines for the interpretation of what is considered to be an incident or not?
Hello, Jorg?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Yuri. I'm sorry, I have to go, but I actually sent incident definition sort of draft idea to the mailing list. So if you take a look, this is sort of, I collected opinions, voices, just like people talked on the call. I think this one's probably covered, but we can probably start from here. I mean, it's like events that threaten systemic security, stability, and resilience of the DNS. And if I, you know, a little bit down, break down events and incidents with DNS and registration services are exploited and or misdirected on a large-scale attack, where the name service or domain registration service is used to facilitate attacks, or where the DNS infrastructure registration services are the targets of malicious activity. And it could be like botnet activity, like name service for very large population of internet users are threatened. This is actually configure type botnet activity or advisory affected via service. Or the means of minimizing, reducing, or mitigating the threat will require cooperation across multiple TLDs. Maybe Christina mentioned is a common form attack is used to exploit domain registration services. Could be, that could including some of the vulnerabilities we maybe need to heads up to, TLD operators. That could be in, information probably useful for the
okay.
Chair. But,
so
I'm so sorry I have to, run now, but Jorg, maybe, members can take a look and add or delete and start from here.
Yeah, thanks, Yuri. Good idea. I think let's put that as a task for the next conference call or face-to-face meeting to the incident response working group. Take a look at what you've been sending and, come up with some suggestions on how a definition really should look like.
Yeah.
Okay. So at this point in time, we should probably leave the discussion concerning the definition, because, well, we do have some homework to be done for the next conference call. Another thing that I really would want to set up before this conference call has to be closed, as I do not have more than 10 minutes time myself as well. I would really like to set up a group or even more groups that jointly work towards use cases of the contact repository, because I feel that we do not have a common sense what is really meant to be done with the response, contact repository after we do have it. And I would really love to be hearing from you what you think should be done with this repository. And as to this, we could end up with a real specification for the repository.
Okay. And I'm actually working with... I'm echoing again. Let me put this on. Hello?
Hearing you perfectly.
Okay, good. I'm actually working with a couple of response community stakeholders to developing the use case for DNS cert operation. So I could share that to the members, and if you take a look and think that, you know, useful for repository use case, the working group could start from there.
Good idea.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. So that work is, you know, actually I'm also working with the DNS org and Ops Trust and those currently existing response community people as well. So that will definitely have their input as well. So once it's done, which is going to probably after Kenya and Nairobi, but I will update you, and I'll share the use case of that, and the working group can start looking at and input. And that'll be really helpful for the DNS cert as well, I think.
Did I get you right that you're not going to send something on use cases prior to the Nairobi meeting?
Probably not. I can draft something without the community, you know, input. My view of security, you know, use case, but it's not going to be the community work session output. Probably too short time to do that.
Yeah, but that's not a problem, I think, because once we do have something to settle on, we can discuss that within our group. We can, after that is done, share it with the community. We don't need a perfect input here.
I see.
Sure. Yuri, this is Bart. I think what is needed is that this working group, that's the easiest way. If somebody documents something like a use case, that is easier to start working on and discussing from than doing something out of the blue.
Okay. I can do that.
Hey, that would be cool. Anybody else who wants to join Yuri? Drafting. Okay, it doesn't seem to be the case. I would, Yuri, if you don't mind. Probably we can call each other and figure out a way how to work together.
Yeah, I would if I knew what you were talking about.
Okay, so let us summarize. The next step of the working group would be first take a look at what Europe's been sending concerning incident response, incident definition. Take a look at what I've been sending concerning a definition. Try to mix those things together to get a generic definition that, like I think Lewis said, fits different cases, and that's what Otmar says, fits different cases of what we currently can think of as being a threat, and even what might be coming up similar to Configure. And the second point would be that Yuri is going to draft some use cases for the contact repository, and we can dwell on those once we got them, and take what is coming our way to shape it up to get a clear sense what the use cases for the repository might really be. And we would go on discussing those two points in the upcoming telco or in the face-to-face meeting. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Is it then more or less the summary of the, let's say, new work plan of the group?
I think that this is the start of making our way through a more operational work plan.
Okay.
Basically, it's point one and two of... sub-points one and two of point three of my... point two of my preparation. That's what we've just been doing.
No, it was just a remark to have it fit with the original charter where in the purpose the first point is to develop a work plan. So that maybe not... I don't want to come back in the earlier discussion, but may create a problem if we start working now on the operational part and forget about putting together something like a work plan.
Yeah, well, but what we do have currently, I just don't feel that this is an operational work plan.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, not at the moment, but... yeah, but then I understand it clear that the first step is to look at the definition we define, and based on our definition, we put together the work plan.
Yeah, build some use cases and then specify or even go more into detail what the work plan might look after those two issues being taken care of.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, fine, good. I have to leave you. Sorry. Another meeting coming up. I sent you my definition to the list. You should have it in your inbox. Talk to you later, next time.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, thank you, goodbye.
Okay, so have a nice evening. Goodbye, everybody. This is the end of this call. Hope hearing from you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.